much, but I love to, and I did every time I got a chance. We didn't especially have any. The horses were too old that we had when Daddy was here. And then when we came home, we never did have any horses then. And we did without a long time before we ever got a car, too.
Boy, once you get one, you're chained to it, I'm beginning to believe.
Yes. We were real happy to get the one we had, though, because I tell you, that was a long walk from town out to that house all the time.
My dad, I think, had one weakness, and that was for cars. If he had a car 2 years, well, it wasn't any good anymore.
Sure enough. Well, Lester is kind of funny about the cars, too, and I think that maybe he just had problems not being able to get around or having trouble going somewhere or something until he just gets real upset if he feels like, you know, that we just don't have a car that we could go places in if we needed to go.
Well, he uses them for his business, too, and that's important. My dad had an agency at one time, and I think this...
Oh, my, I think that had sort of created anyway,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
I think he had it before then, and perhaps the agency was just one way to indulge it.
Well, that was a good deal. If he had an agency, he could work it out all right. That's what my brother has in Pawhuska.
What did they put on horses' feet to protect them so that they wouldn't...
Horseshoes. Horseshoes.
Were these ever used for anything else?
Oh, I don't know. If they were, they're a good luck piece.
Games?
Yes, horseshoe. Game of horseshoe.
Where were these put on the horse's foot?
On the hooves.
Were sheep raised at all around here, or are they now?
Oh, not very many. There's some up in Kelly's country, and there's been a time or two, I think, when maybe Jack had some out here. But not very much, you know, right here in this part.
Are these raised for their meat primarily, or?
No, I guess they'd be... I guess where I saw the biggest herd of sheep was in Missouri, and that's Bobby has a herd of sheep that he sells the wool.
What's the difference between pigs and hogs?
Well, the pigs are the babies, as far as I'm concerned. And the hogs are the parents, I suppose.
And when do they stop being pigs?
Probably when they weigh 100 pounds or so.
On the old male hog, you know, there are big teeth. Are they called anything special?
Oh, tusks.
And his long, coarse hairs, are they called anything?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
How were pigs fed here when you were a girl?
They were fed slop and corn.
Were these just thrown on the ground, or?